All right, everybody, it has been quite an emotional day in the Middle East, and I want to break down all of the good news coming out while also providing some moral clarity on what we can expect going forward, because the situation is not at all resolved. No matter how much people want to claim the war is over, there are still a lot of steps that need to be taken to secure long-term peace, and I want to be very clear about that. But first, last night we saw the remaining 20 living hostages being captured and held in Gaza returned to Israel, to their families, and there were quite heartfelt scenes that I'll show you in just one moment. At the same time, over 1,900 Palestinian detainees being held in Israel were released back to Gaza to see their families. Emotional scenes on both sides as people saw their mothers in Israel for the first time. They never thought they would again. I mean, take a look at this right here. In this video, a 25-year-old hugs his mother, and his mother thought that she would never see him again. A lot of videos like this that will make you tear up, and on the other side, Palestinians return to the devastation in Gaza City. This is equally as just tear-jerking. You see people walking in, looking for their homes, realizing that everything is gone. Thousands of Palestinians have begun returning to the southern Gaza, to Gaza City, after the Israeli offensive seems to be calming down. Now, these are all great things. People being able to return to their homes and rebuild, even after the genocide. And on the other side, I love seeing hostages being returned to their families. This is all great news, and I want to be very, very clear. Nobody can take that away. Credit where credit is due. This administration got a great hostage deal, a great swap. That being said, some people are misrepresenting the magnitude of what's happened here. Really quickly, I will be talking about this topic on CNN tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. I'm going on Abby Phillips' show, so be there. Thank you. Some people are misrepresenting the magnitude of what's happened here. And this is what I mean. There's a difference between a peace deal and a ceasefire. And ideally, we are leading towards a long-term peace deal where we have a two-state solution. But what we have right now is a ceasefire, and we have seen multiple ceasefires. All that it means is both sides, mainly Israel because they have a lot more power, they cease firing. They calm down and they stop the war. This leaves a window for peace to be achieved, but my worry is that we've spent most of this window thus far talking about Nobel Peace Prizes more than we've talked about two-state solutions. I'm not even joking. If we want to achieve a long-term solution, which would be a two-state solution, then we need to be working towards that relentlessly every single day. Instead, we're talking about Nobel Peace Prizes. But if we do want to read Donald Trump's 20-point plan, just so you guys know, there is a 20-point plan that Donald Trump has proposed, and part of it has already begun, but part of it gets weirder and weirder. So let's read through this because I think it's really important we understand and we have clarity on what's happening here. And by the way, none of this can take away from the amazing scene that we saw last night as the swap made so many families happy and as the killing, the genocide, the starvation has paused, at least temporarily for now. So this reads, number one, Gaza will be a de-radicalized, terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors. So the implication here is that Hamas has to demilitarize, give away all of their guns. This says, Gaza will be redeveloped for the benefit of the people of Gaza who have suffered more than enough. That on its face sounds good. It says, if both sides agree to this proposal, the war will immediately end. Israeli forces will withdraw to the agreed upon line and prepare for a hostage release. During this time, all military operations, including aerial and artillery bombardment, will be suspended and battle lines will remain frozen. This says, within 72 hours of Israel publicly accepting this agreement, all hostages, alive and deceased. Now, this part hasn't seemed to be upheld by Hamas yet, so we've gotten all of the 20 living hostages, but out of the 28 deceased bodies, we've gotten 4 so far. So we do need 24 deceased bodies to achieve this point right here. Point number 5. Once all hostages are released, Israel will release 250 life sentence prisoners, plus 1,700 Gazans who were detained after October 7th, including all women and children. That happened. Now, from there, they talk about dismantling Hamas. Hamas has not agreed to any of this yet. So, just to back up, there is a 20-point peace plan, and Hamas has not agreed to the vast majority of the points in this plan. Just read point number 9. Gaza will be governed under the temporary, transitional governance of a technocratic, apolitical Palestinian committee responsible for delivering the day-to-day running of public services and municipalities for the people of Gaza. On its face, it's not bad. This committee will be made up of qualified Palestinians and international experts with oversight and supervision by a new international transactional body, the Board of Peace, which will be headed and chaired by President Donald J. Trump. They are essentially making Trump the de facto ruler of Gaza. Not directly. There's going to be a board of people, but this board is overseen by none other than Donald J. Trump. Why don't you put some sort of scholar at the head of the board? Why don't you put somebody who lives in Palestine or understands what's going on at the head of the board? It's insane to me that Trump is the one who will unilaterally get to choose, I don't know, who's on the board, what the board decides, which direction they go. Because Trump is the one who was posting AI memes of Gaza just a few months ago. All right, just to back up. I think multiple things can be true at once. This is historic, and it is amazing that this has happened, but I see a lot of people misrepresenting the magnitude of this. I've gotten in a few debates over the past 24 hours where people are saying, this is peace in the Middle East. Even Trump is claiming this is a new era in the Middle East. And I really hope it is. I really do hope it is. But we've seen a lot of ceasefires get broken, so we have to be cautious there. We also don't know if Hamas is going to agree to the rest of this plan, and many of the things that Hamas agreed to, they've agreed to before in some form or another. So we did a hostage swap under Biden. I don't know if you guys remember this, but we did a very, very similar hostage swap under Biden. And we even had a ceasefire back in January. But that hostage swap led to nothing, and the ceasefire was immediately broken when Trump took office. It's really a messy situation, and this is a great step in the right direction. But as this is happening, Israel's defense minister says, Israel's greatest challenge after the phase of returning the hostages will be the destruction of all Hamas's terror tunnels in Gaza. So the wording that the leaders of Israel are using don't sound very like long-term peace solution-esque. He's saying that Israel's greatest challenge after we get the hostages will be the destruction of all of Hamas's terror tunnels directly by the IDF and through the international mechanism to be established under the leadership and supervision of the United States. So I guess he could be saying that they're going to peacefully do it, but he's literally saying right here, the IDF and Israel are going to destroy the Hamas tunnels. Do you think Hamas is going to just give up all of their power? I really don't see that happening. But this entire plan is contingent on Hamas laying everything down and leaving, essentially killing their own group, which I think would be good. I think Hamas is awful. Hamas should not be in charge of Palestine. Anybody who is pro-Hamas is very, very misguided. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's as simple as Hamas going, yep, we're done, we're gonna hand everything over. And if Hamas were to do that, I think Israel would probably take advantage of the situation. I mean, when Israel first got attacked on October 7th, I was very, very charitable. I was very, very okay with Israel launching this war in order to take out Hamas. But after 2 years, any level of charitability I've had towards Israel has eroded so incredibly quickly. It was obvious a few months into this war that it was not being waged in good faith, that Israel was playing broader political games here. So the point is, and excuse me, I'm not trying to be too pessimistic or anything about all of this. I just want to provide some clarity at a time when people think that this is peace in the Middle East. This is a ceasefire, which I very much so hope leads to peace. And I was tearing up this morning watching these videos, but when I open the Israel Defense Minister's Twitter and he's talking about destroying Hamas even further, and then I think of the framework that Hamas works through, there's still a lot of work to be done. Now, it seems like Trump does have more leverage within Israel than Biden ever had. Bibi Netanyahu gained power in Israel the more he feuded with Biden and Biden's administration, but Bibi Netanyahu loses power in Israel if he feuds with Trump. So that's why Netanyahu was continuing to sort of agree with Trump's framework after feuding with Biden for so long. So here's where credit is due. Getting all of the hostages out at once was a great move. Being able to pressure Bibi in such a way, I think, was very, very solid from Trump, but there's a lot of work to be done, and the fact that we're spending more time talking about a Nobel Peace Prize lately, like, I'm not even joking. Trump was asked what a two-state solution is, and he didn't know. And then 1 minute later, he was talking about how he wants a Nobel Peace Prize. So all of this being said, it's time to laser focus on achieving long-term peace, and I really hope this happens. I love you all, and peace out.